Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, December 5th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. While terrorism continues to headline world news, Sujo John is sharing his story about surviving the 9/11 tragedy. Casey Beckley is with InterVarsity, working with Northern Illinois University and Rock Valley College in Rockford, where John shared his story.
He worked in one of the towers in the World Trade Center, and his wife, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, worked in the other tower, and he basically came out and shared his story of how God had used the events of 9/11 to begin a new thing in his life.
InterVarsity says reaching university students is strategic in changing society. Next, word from the Evangelical Baptist Mission indicates that their partner school in the Ivory Coast has evacuated. International Christian Academy staff and students are reported safe in Mali. The ICA group is now beginning the process of separating. Some will head back to the United States, some to other stations around West Africa. Pray for those who've had to leave, for those heading up the details of the separation process, and for the witness they've had with the many French soldiers who were stationed on campus. And the program is called Christmas for Orphans. It's giving Christians in the Commonwealth of Independent States a chance to reach out with the gospel. Slava Gospel Association's Tom McAdams says, of the thousands of orphans in the region, many have never heard the gospel. McAdams says help is needed to
provide each child in the orphanage with a wrapped gift, some Russian language Christian literature or a children's Bible if they didn't have one, and some warm clothing items. And we were able to do that for $16 per child. So we started last year, and then we're expanding this year with a goal of reaching 10,000 children in about 50 orphanages.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to make sure people in the pew know what to do. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.